Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This is a Joy 94.9 podcast presented by Paul Anthony with the assistance of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, Victoria Police, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9 working together to make our community safe.
Joy 94.9, the only station in the country that's out and proud.
Thursday afternoon on Joy 94.9, Paul Anthony with you. Joining me in the studio is the Good Police, Scotty and Gabby. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Paul.
You guys are from the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, supporting anyone who wants to come forward that particularly has had a gay hate crime or something to that effect.
It can be about anything. If people are reluctant to speak to police because of sexual orientation or gender identity, they can call us and it can be anonymous if they like, and they can ask advice if they've got any sort of policing questions.
Is there any reason why I'm privileged to have you in your uniforms today?
There's a couple of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
We're off this afternoon to the launch of Coming Forward, which is a report that's been done by Gay and Lesbian Health Victoria at Arches at La Trobe University, which the Chief Commissioner is launching at 4 p.m. So we're in our best uniforms for Christine this afternoon.
Our Sunday best.
Now, another person is joining us in the studio as well. All the way from New South Wales, welcome, Jackie.
Thank you.
What are you doing in Melbourne?
Well, the weather's better here, but no. The real reason, I've come down for the launch of this report, Coming Forward report, that's being launched this afternoon that Scott mentioned earlier.
What's your role up in New South Wales?
I've got a similar role to Scott's role here in Victoria, but I'm not a police officer. I'm a public servant and I work for the New South Wales Police Force, developing policy, providing policy advice on gay, lesbian, transgender issues, and also coordinating our GLOW program. We have a similar program of gay, lesbian liaison officers in New South Wales.
How cool is that? We're spreading.
Well, Jackie and I always have this argument about who was first, but technically Victoria was first, but New South Wales had a better program long before we did.
Well, there you go. Well, maybe we can just work in conjunction. Would that be possible? Sydney working with Melbourne?
Jackie and I work a lot together.
We do.
Oh, how sweet. Jackie, give me a little bit of information on this report.
Well, I don't know too much about this report, but my interest in coming down for the launch is that in New South Wales, we launched a similar report called You Shouldn't Have to Hide to Be Safe in 2003, which looked at experiences of homophobic violence in New South Wales, as well as experiences of policing responses and other responses from other services to homophobic violence. And my interest is to come down and see what this report says.
Scott, is there much of a difference? Have we got the same sort of report happening, or is it a better report?
The report hasn't come out yet. It's launched this afternoon at 4 o'clock by the Chief Commissioner, so we won't know until then.
Well, what if it's crap?
Victoria Police really welcome this report, and we've been an active partner in the development of the report with La Trobe University. So we're sort of prepared for whatever the report says, and I know that there's a number of recommendations that have been written into the report, and we'll certainly be working with the gay and lesbian community to look at those recommendations. Where appropriate, we'll attempt to implement them. But yeah, we don't know until we see the report this afternoon.
Paul, the report is looking at the underreporting of heterosexist violence and same-sex partner abuse in Victoria.
So it's not just about being picked on because you're gay, but it's more in-depth than that.
Yeah, the reasons why the violence is happening against the gay community, and also they're looking at the reasons why people aren't reporting the crimes to police.
Jackie, how successful was the report when it first came out up in Sydney?
I think it's been the impetus in New South Wales to develop a whole of government policy framework, which is fantastic. We now have, I think it is a first, Scott, I don't think that this is anywhere else in the world, in fact, a whole of government policy statement on preventing violence against gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people in New South Wales. And the reason why we have that is largely because of the research report that was launched in 2003. I think questions are often asked, does it still exist? Do we really still have anti-gay attacks? Because most progressive, broad-minded people really don't think that it still does happen. And I guess when you do produce research data that not only says that it still does happen, but that it's underreported, which seems to be a recurring theme in all these sorts of research reports across the world, it really does highlight the need to have a good, whole of government, whole of community response to this problem.
It's kind of a little scary, isn't it, when actually you do have a look at the stats and there are a lot more. And particularly, like you were saying, those people that don't know it exists, so therefore it's not a problem, something they don't worry about. Until, of course, their son or their daughter or their brother or their father or mother have come out as being gay and then they realise what's been going on. How important is the most insignificant threat to a report?
It's critical, and I think that my police colleagues on either side of me will reinforce this, that verbal abuse, as unimportant as it might seem at the time, often does escalate to something more serious. And so I know in New South Wales, and I'm sure it's the same here in Victoria, we do encourage our police to take verbal abuse seriously, that it's not, you know, abuse, things thrown out of a car or people abusing people from cars, even though you might not be able to identify the registration plate or you might not be able to identify the perpetrators, it's still really important to report those incidents because frequently those sorts of incidents lead to more serious abuse. And also it's just simply not fair to have people hurling verbal abuse at you. It hurts. All forms of abuse hurt.
And can I say that while you think it might be insignificant for you, as Jackie said, it might happen to somebody else. So if you report it, you might be preventing it from happening to somebody else. And I think that's the most important thing.
Okay, I'm trying to remember the wording, but a fellow presenter here at Joy 94.9 was walking down Commercial Road with his partner, of all places, and there was a guy there that said something along the lines of, "If I had a son like you, I'd drown him. Walk past me and I'll bash you." It was more so that he was shocked that he's walking down Commercial Road and this guy would actually say something. I don't know whether he's gone and reported it, but something like that, particularly down a Commercial Road, first thing to do is to call you.
Look,
guys?
From a policing perspective, I'd like people who hear those sorts of things to contact their local gay and lesbian liaison officer. Whilst we mightn't be able to do an official police report as a crime for an incident like that, and that depends on how the person felt about the crime, whether they felt threatened by it, but certainly for that sort of language to be used, we can put that into our intelligence system and we can start to build up an idea of what's going on in the community, and that way we're able to place resources to be able to tackle some of that behaviour. And if we certainly become aware that there is regular verbal abuse being thrown in a particular location, then we're able to put some policing resources into that. And we can also warn the community to be out watching and be aware of their surroundings when that sort of thing's occurring. So I think it's important.
I think he did feel safe because he was with his burlesque boyfriend. So...
And look, if he felt threatened by that, then that does constitute an assault. It is about how the victim felt about it at that particular moment in time. But having said that, that's a fairly significant sort of thing to say. If we can get a description of what the guy looks like, as I said, we can put that into our intelligence system and we can start to build up profiles. But if people don't report, we can't build profiles.
Yeah, because this guy, he might have done it before, mightn't he? He might be like a repeat offender.
Exactly right. And he might have walked around the corner and assaulted someone. And if he's able to give us a description, that the victim around the corner mightn't have been able to. So it's important stuff.
Yeah, and studies from here and around the world show that homophobic language and abuse is very often the precursor to an assault. So we really do take it seriously.
And, of course, the idea is for them to come and see the glows. Aren't they?
They can report to any police person. There's no problems with that. But if they feel more comfortable, they can contact a gay and lesbian liaison officer.
Fantastic. We've been having a chat to Scott and Gabby, the gay and lesbian liaison officers here in Melbourne, and also Jackie, all the way up from New South Wales, down for the big report.
If you have any knowledge concerning any crime, call Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000 or visit crimestoppers.com.au. If it's an emergency, always call 000.
The Victoria Police Glows, Crime Stoppers and Joy 94.9, working together to help make our community safe.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.